Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamaram Sri Guru Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakam Vitam Cha Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakam Vitam Cha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishavanu Sute Devi Hare Pranamami Hare Priye Jai Sri Goranita Jai Sri Vrindavaneshwari Jagannatha Vrindavaneshwari Kijai Vanchakalpata Rubyacha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Ditanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Maha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadara Sivasadi Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Sixteenth chapter, verse 11 and 12 Chintam Aparimeyam Cha Pralaya Antam Upasritaha Kama Upaboga Paramaha Hetavat Nishitaha Asapasha Sai Sataihi Badaha Kama, Krodha, Parayanaha, Ihante, Kama, Boga, Artham, Aniyena, Anyayena, Artha, Sanchayan, Chintana Parimayamcha, Pralayantam upasritaha Kamo pavoga parama Etavad iti nishchitaha Asapasa satair vada Kama krodha parayana Ihante kama bhogartham Anyanye narta sanchayan Chintan aparimeyam cha Pralayantam upasritaha Kamupaboga parama Etavad iti nishchitaha Asapasa satair vada Kama krodha parayana Ihante kama bhogartham Anyaye narta sanchayan Chintana parimeyam cha Pralayantam upasritaha Kamo pavoga parama Etavad iti nishchitaha Asa pasa satair vada Kama krodha parayana Ihante kama bhogartham Anyaye narta sanchayan
Anyone else have a time?
Chintana parimeyam cha. Talayam tamu pasitam. Kamo baboga parama. Eta vadi tinishita. Asa pasa satair vada. Kama krodha parayana.
Anybody else? No?
So, chintam, fears and anxieties. Aparimeyam, immeasurable. Cha. And pralayantam, unto the point of death, upasrita, having taken shelter of kama upaboga, sense gratification, paramaha, the highest goal of life, etavat, thus. Iti, in this way, nischitaha, having ascertained asapasa, entanglements in a network of hope, satahi, by hundreds, badaha, being bound, kama, of lust, Krodha and anger, parayanaha, always situated in the mentality. Ihante, they desire, kama, lust, bhoga, sense enjoyment, artham, for the purpose of. Anyayena, illegally, artha, of wealth, sanchayan, accumulation. So translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta, Swami Srila Prabhupada, Founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Ki. They believe that to gratify the senses is the prime necessity of human civilization. Thus, until the end of life, their anxiety is immeasurable, bound by a network of hundreds of thousands of desires, and absorbed in lust and anger, they secure money by illegal means for sense gratification. Please repeat. They believe that to gratify the senses is the prime necessity of human civilization. Thus, until the end of life, their anxiety is immeasurable, bound by a network of hundreds of thousands of desires and absorbed in lust and anger. They secure money by illegal means for sense gratification. Purport. The demoniac accepts that the enjoyment of the senses is the ultimate goal of life, and this concept they maintain until death. They do not believe in life after death, and they do not believe that one takes on different types of bodies according to one's karma or activities in this world. Their plans for life are never finished, and they go on preparing plan after plan, all of which are never finished. We have personal experience of a person of such demoniac mentality who, even at the point of death, was requesting the physician to prolong his life for 4 years more because his plans were not yet complete. Such foolish people do not know that a physician cannot prolong life even for a moment. When the notice is there, there is no consideration of the man's desire. The law of nature do not allow a second beyond what one is destined to enjoy. The demoniac person who has no faith in God or the super soul within himself performs all kinds of sinful activities simply for sense gratification. He does not know that there is a witness sitting within his heart. The super soul is observing the activities of the individual soul. As it is stated in the Upanishads, there are two birds sitting in one tree. One is acting and enjoying or suffering the fruits of the branches, and the other is witnessing. But one who is demoniac has no knowledge of Vedic scripture, nor has he any faith. Therefore, he feels free to do anything for sense enjoyment, regardless of the consequences. Chintana parimayam cha pralayantam upasritaha kamupavoga parama etavat itinishchitaha asapasa sata irvada kama krodha parayana ihante kama bhogartam aniyeye narta sanchayan. They believe that to gratify the senses is the prime necessity, of human civilization. Thus, until the end of life, their anxiety is immeasurable, bound by a network of hundreds of thousands of desires, and absorbed in lust and anger, they secure money by illegal means for sense gratification. So we're describing here the demoniac qualities. First, the Lord started this chapter by describing the 26 divine qualities, which are fearlessness, purification of one's existence, cultivation of spiritual knowledge, charity, self-control, performance of sacrifice, study of the Vedas, austerity, simplicity, non-violence, truthfulness, freedom from anger, renunciation, tranquility, aversion to fault-finding, compassion for all living entities, freedom from covetousness, gentleness, modesty, steady determination, vigor, forgiveness, fortitude, cleanliness, and freedom from envy and from the passion for honor. These transcendental qualities, O son of Bharat, belong to godly men endowed with divine nature. That was long purport, and then the Lord started describing the demoniac. Pride, arrogance, conceit, anger, harshness, and ignorance, these qualities belong to those of demoniac nature, O son of Prita. Text 5 explains. The Lord describes how the demoniac qualities make for bondage, but the divine qualities are conducive to the liberation. And then he assures Arjuna that he is born with the divine qualities. So, in this world, the Lord says, there are two kinds of people. One are demoniac and the other are divine. The Lord says, I have explained already to you at length the divine qualities. Now, Krishna says, hear from me of the demoniac. So from verse 7 also, of course we just read in verse 4 also. So the Lord is describing this demoniac conception of life. Those who are demoniac do not know what is to be done and what is not to be done. Neither cleanliness, nor proper behavior, nor truth is found in them. They say that this world is unreal, with no foundation, no God in control. They say it is produced of sex desire and has no other has no other cause other than lust. Following such conclusions, the conclusions demoniac, who are lost to themselves and who have no intelligence, engage in unbeneficial, horrible works meant to destroy the world. And yesterday's verse is describing how these people, taking shelter of insatiable lust and absorbed in the conceit of pride and false prestige, the demoniac, thus illusion, are always sworn to unclean work attracted by the impermanent. So today's verse, basically, as we just read, describe they believe that to gratify the senses is the prime necessity of human civilization, and thus they are bound, they have great anxiety, and they're bound by a network of hundreds of thousands of desires, and absorbed in lust and anger, so they secure money by illegal means for sense gratification. So, any comments about this? Any comments so far about this? This we just read. You missed it? You just read the whole thing? Anyway, doesn't matter. Yes, Mother.
When we go over this, it seems like a very black and white thing, but the more I observe also people around me, I would actually, I don't know, just came to myself, there is a big gray area. Mm-hmm. I'm just observing, I'd love to
gray area. Yeah.
We have a bit divine.
All of us, yeah. Most of us, we have, of course, yeah. It's explained in Kali Yuga, isn't it? There is both demoniac and divine qualities in all of us, because in ancient times, as we read, the demoniac were kept in some places and the divine were in another ones, different planets and different countries and then different people. But yeah, it is very much mixed, and the bad dog and the good dog sometimes comes up. Sometimes comes the good dog, the person is quiet in the mode of goodness, but next day or next moment it's just the demoniac quality comes up and everything changes suddenly. It's just the gunas are there, you can see. Yes, Mother?
So if the good dog and the bad dog are fighting in the heart, which one is going to win?
Oh yeah, good question. Karnama is asking which dog is going to win, if they're both fighting in the heart for victory. So the demoniac dog or the divine dog? The ones, she's saying the ones that you feed the most. So if you give, if you practice, if you chant Hare Krishna, if you attend programs of worship to the deity, or you read Prabhupada's books, spiritual books of knowledge like Bhagavad Gita, so then you are feeding the good dog. No? Don't do that, and if you just try to satisfy your senses, basically, then means that normally this bad dog just wants to enjoy all the time, so will lead you astray. But still, if you practice spiritual life, if you feed the good dog, what happens with the bad dog? Because it's starving. The bad dog is hungry for food. So what happens with a bad dog? It's a very bad dog. It's full of lust, greed, anger, pride.
Bad dog needs grief.
Huh?
Bad dog needs grief.
It barks at you, huh? It's not happy, it's making a rebellion or something. No, please, give me more. I have to get some sense gratification, you know. I need this, I need an entice, and then becomes very, you know, restless. So what do you do with this dog? You just ignore it or not? You beat.
No.
So there are two versions here, because Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said that you should beat the mind in the morning with a stick 100 times, and before going to sleep also 100 times with the shoes, or maybe just the other way around. And so in this way you keep it fear scared, you know. At least it's scared, it's just there, and you can carry on with the spiritual life and your spiritual activities. Yeah, it's very interesting how this divine and demoniac is so nice, isn't it? When you read the divine qualities, it's so inspiring. Maybe we could read them again, because this verse is so saturated and full of, you know, nectar that to go just so quickly. And then I think we should talk more about this verse. The first one of the chapter, it says that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, said, fearlessness. Should we talk about fearlessness? Prabhupada is Abhay Charan, no? Abhay means free from fear, because he is fully surrendered, Charan, and the lotus feet of the Lord, or the spiritual master. He said that if you are surrendered to the instructions given by your spiritual master, then the Lord will manifest at every moment. So nothing to fear if you are completely in the presence of the Lord, then you are very elevated and very high consciousness. So therefore you are not fearful. So it's a very wonderful quality, fearlessness. Otherwise he couldn't come here to the West if he was scared. And still, after so many reverses of life, still he was carrying on with his mission. No problem, let's go on. And he was alone, and he had to write all the books himself. It's like really incredible. Okay. Fearlessness, purification of one's existence, cultivation of spiritual knowledge. Is this knowledge of jnana or vijnana? Jnana, says jnana. Jnana. Jnana yoga. Okay. Charity. Jnana yoga vyavastiti. The situation of linking up in knowledge. Purification of one's existence, sattva, sattva, like goodness, samsudhi, that's a sudhi, purification. Okay, what else? Performance of charity, dhanam, dhammaha, controlling the mind. Who can control the mind here? Very difficult to control the mind. Control the mind requires complete surrender, actually, complete. We cannot control the mind, it's too much, but by Krishna's mercy, automatically he can do it. He can do it through super soul, control the senses, Rishikesh. What else? To give in charity, and there is different verses, chapter 18, 17, explain the different types of charity. They should be performed in the mode of goodness, the charity in the mode of goodness, impassion and ignorance. So it should be performed in the right time, place, circumstance, and the right person also. Somebody was asking the other day about charity given to the poor. without consideration of who is this person, what is the person is going to do with money, or if there is a spiritual advancement for you if you give to someone who is just in, maybe in the street. So materially may be very nice, but spiritually speaking you don't advance too much, neither the person who is receiving the money. So interesting to know. We will go into that in two chapters. Study of the Vedas, austerity, simplicity, non-violence. Who knows, who can describe what is simplicity? Who can explain who is a simple person? Simple for the simple, complicated for the complicated. Who is a simple person? Who can explain in this room who is a simple person?
According to the statement that you mentioned, simple for the simple, complicated for the complicated, is if one has one goal in mind, service to the stream, that this is a simple person.
Okay.
When one has more than one goal, such as the senses or whatever, and trying to be considered the supreme, then you cannot serve two masters as Lord Jesus says.
Okay. So you're saying that you should do one thing at a time, and the simple person is just focus on one thing, and then it's not too complicated because doesn't try to perform too many things. His intelligence is one focus, one branch.
If you have two goals in mind, you cannot depend on God. You can only go one direction.
So okay. Okay. So it's just simple because it's having one goal in life. Okay. Okay. Like the Pandavas, no? When Arjuna was with the arrows, they were doing exercises, throwing at a bird. It was a bird there, and then they were trying to shoot the arrow to the bird from the distance. And then the teacher was saying, okay, next one, you're not good enough, next. And Arjuna was just very focused on the eye, right? And then the teacher, who was it Drona? Drona. And then the teacher was asking, what do you see, Arjuna? And Arjuna is saying, I just see the eye of the bird. And anything else? No, I just see the eye of the bird. Do you see the tree? No. Do you see the branches? No. Do you see a bird? No, I just see the eye of the bird. So just focus on the goal. So that's simplicity. Okay. I cannot find it here.
Simplicity means to be straightforward. It's after the path. In the book of paragraph after the path. This is straightforward, it means you don't lie.
After tapa.
The next item. Top of the next page.
Simplicity. As far as the brahminical quality of simplicity is concerned, not only should a particular order of life follow this principle, but every member,
yeah.
Is what you're saying, be he in the brahmachari ashram, grihastha ashram, vanaprastha ashram, or sannyas ashram, or should be very simple and straightforward. Okay, study of the Vedas, austerity, simplicity, non-violence. Non-violence, Prabhupada explains somewhere, that means to distribute Krishna conscious literature. There is non-violence. Non-violence. Okay. Truthfulness, freedom from anger, renunciation, tranquility, aversion to fault finding, compassion for all living entities, freedom from covetousness. Question here, what is covetousness? This is like this.
Stealing.
Huh?
Stealing.
Wow. Freedom from being a thief.
Taking stuff that doesn't belong to you.
taking a stuff that doesn't belong to you. To some, and in this way you can live for hundreds of years, no? The Sis Upanishad, is that right? It explains that you can live for because you are very peaceful, you are not taking what is not due to you, but you wait that everything comes according to its own accord. You're not taking things that are around you. So it's very important covetousness. Does Prabhupada say anything in the purport about covetousness? Ahimsa, satyam. Oh, by the way, in Ahimsa there is mentioned, Prabhupada explains about leaving the animals without killing them, not to, because they are doing their own course. They have a body, so you should not kill, because if you kill, the animal has to come back and take again birth in that body again. So please not, please them, leave them in peace, the animals. So, covetousness. Does anyone see covetousness here? What is the Sanskrit word? Covetousness, freedom from covetousness, as before, gentleness, freedom from greed, aluluptum. Yeah, this is what I thought. Covetousness is kind of greed, no? Covetousness is also, it's related, actually. But,
imposing on someone's else.
Encroaching, you're saying it's encroaching upon another.
Yes.
Doesn't say anything here anyway. Alright. So today, well, we have from covetousness, gentleness, modesty, steady determination, vigor, forgiveness, fortitude, cleanliness, and freedom from envy, and for the passion for honor. And the problem today is. What is it?
Yearn.
Yearn means this greed. This is greed.
Right.
Yeah. To earn, to, you know, like you're impatient to get something. This is greed.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's related because you greed for something there. But you can't be greedy without being a thief. It's very much related. In regards to the demoniac qualities, that this, especially this Kali Yuga, is so very, very much prevalent, all these demoniac qualities. So, yeah, I mean, the thing is there is, especially in the newspapers, TVs, and etc., media, there is kind of a propaganda of the bad things in many ways. You know, as soon as something is wrong, it's magnified, and all so many scandals, and so many wars, and so many wrong things going on there. So that is like it still magnifies even more what all these divine, all these demoniac qualities. So to me, that if somebody has bad qualities, okay, what to do? The media should help to correct the situation, not to aggravate even worse. So it's a pity how it's like in the mountain where this ball falls, isn't it? How do you call it? becomes bigger and bigger, this ball, and at the bottom of the mountain is like a massive thing. So it should, it's not very much helpful at all. And not only the leaders are not divine, but wherever it is, there is just it's so difficult to make it right, to be honest, right now the society is going down and just lost without control. So Prabhupada said that in 10,000 years people will have no brain to they can understand God. In 9,500, so there's not much left. But it is actually needed, our Krishna conscious input in society, because they are very much lost actually. So all this media and all this, they should be utilized for the propagation of Krishna consciousness. Just some thought about that. And then we can see we have so many stories, we have so many books that are describing both the divine and the demoniac qualities through different characters. And you can see how actually if the demoniac qualities are not very much successful, normally speaking, in the long run, you know. So it shouldn't be attractive at all. They are not. I mean, of course, if you just all this pride, arrogance, conceit, anger, lust. But in itself, the demoniac quality is not attractive. But what it is that why the qualities develop, because the object of enjoyment is attractive to the person that develops them, you know. Like, this person becomes lusty. It becomes lusty because to him he is very attractive for him, this sense object. So his person is thinking, yeah, I'm gonna enjoy like that. This is the right thing that I will get happiness from it. So, but it's falling into the trap of lust, or similarly, he's getting angry because he's thinking that yes, through this enjoyment which I'm not getting, therefore I should have enjoyed. So therefore, I become angry because I've lost that opportunity. So in itself, it's a trap. It's a kind of is something that we fall into it, but. If we think it twice, that's why this is rayas and prayers in the long run. So we should think it twice, things, and meditate if it's that is according to the teachings of Lord Krishna. So now we have bhajans. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you for your attention, Lord Krishna.
I was there.